our last storyteller for the night, is Tobias Rimkus. Welcome. Tobias moved to New York City from Germany in 1999 and met his wife, Dinah May. They came to Colorado in 2012 by way of Houston and Miami. With a background in hotel management, Tobias now works with his wife in their family company, Rimkus Real Estate. Outside of work, Tobias is a passionate outdoorsman. He enjoys road and mountain biking, alpine skiing, hiking, golfing, and gardening. And when indoors, Tobias enjoys reading, spending time with his wife and canine children, and of course, traveling to support Dinah at her bowling tournaments. Thank you, Tobias. I'm excited to hear your story.
I was standing here on the Immigrant Voices stage last year for last year's rehearsal. And one of the feedbacks I received was how interesting my story was in regards to European immigrants coming here to this country, not having it as easy as one would think they have. I'm back here this year because I missed last year. To just slightly modify my story and tell you a little bit about like the European history and background of my family, my upbringing in Germany, and then how I ended up here in the country. Grandma used to say we are Ostpreussens, which means East Prussians. And growing up, it really didn't mean much to us. It was a little bit confusing because we were actually Germans, we thought. So let me take you back. My grandparents lived in East Prussia in the beginning. And it's a region that has a long, long history. The Prussian Empire was actually founded, established in 1773, just 3 years before the independence of the United States from Great Britain. So that's the region that then became part of the German Empire in 1871. And that's the country, actually, where my grandparents were born. Granddad was born in 1904, and my grandmother was born in 1905. A war took place, as you all know, at the beginning of the 20th century, and the Prussian Empire was actually divided. West Prussia became part of Poland, and East Prussia, where my grandparents lived, was an exclave to Germany. So it was like a Puerto Rico, probably. That's the closest, right, to the United States. That's where they grew up. They met. They got married, so they lived in East Prussia, right?
Second World War
happened. Yes, that's right. But before the Second World War happened, my grandparents got married and gave birth to their first child in 1938. My aunt was actually born. And then just 6 years later, my dad was born too. And it was 1944. Another war took place, as you all know, in Europe. And my granddad, even though it was an exclave to Germany, he was drafted and he needed to go into the war too. He ended up fighting on the Russian side and ended up in captivity. So he was in Siberia, and grandma basically at the end of 1944 was in a really difficult situation with her family. The children were there, my dad was a newborn, and she needed to leave the region. It was a time in history where about 2 million Germans needed to actually be relocated to the other side of Germany. And my grandmother left everything behind. So they left their land behind, they left their farm, their livestock, and anything they possessed, and made their way over 3 months to Germany in a horse carriage, and like history and the memoirs of my grandma say it was treacherous. It was bitter cold, and it took them 3 months until March of 1945 until they made it to a small town called Mettmann, very close to Düsseldorf. So that's where she was. Like they survived. Like my dad survived, in January of 1946, my grandfather knocked at the door at the house. So he was one of the fortunate ones who was actually released, and he made it back, reunited with his family. Wow. So amazingly, so refugees, right? A refugee family. My family rebuilt, built a house again, and it only, I just was reading the memoirs again, it only took them 12 years to rebuild a house and start their second chapter, their next chapter in Germany. So I am German. I grew up in Germany. I grew up in my grandparents' house. My dad got married to my mom. They moved into the house, so we had three generations there. And it was a really, really modest upbringing. I was fortunate. I went to high school. I also went to college, or we call it Gymnasium, in Germany. And then I was one of a very few who didn't actually continue going to university, but I decided I wanted to actually do an apprenticeship. So I ended up working. An apprenticeship for anybody is a three-year program, which is government-supported, and that provides support. So you actually get ready to become a professional, and I chose the profession of hospitality. So I did this, 4 days of work, 1 day of school, and graduated from that. I went to university as well, got my degree in hospitality management and in marketing, and then I was 27 years old, and I was ready to come to the United States and get some international experience. Here is where my story is really, really different from the story of my grandparents, as things changed so much for Europeans. That is correct. I didn't come on a horse carriage, neither did I come as so many friends I met here in the United States through a desert or an ocean as a refugee. I was very, very fortunate. I had a job lined up, I had a visa lined up, I had a hotel job, so I had a quarters to stay. I stayed in the hotel when I came. So I actually took a flight from Frankfurt to Newark Airport, landed there. I had a limousine taking me to the hotel, and I felt amazing. I felt great. I checked into the hotel, so it was like a temporary accommodation, and I turned on the television, and it was amazing. I had never been to the United States. Baseball, football, the local news, the international news, anything. But I was in shock, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I didn't understand a single word that was spoken. I learned English in school for more than 10 years, but I learned British English and not American English. So I was petrified. And ironically, in addition to that, I actually worked in guest services. So I was the one people called to share their problems with in the hotel. It was devastating. I always had my flight ticket, though, in my back pocket. So I got a round-trip ticket to actually, like, get here. So it was November, I think. And I was always thinking back. I was like, maybe if I screw this up, I can always go back. I didn't screw it up, so I'm proud of that. 21 years in the hospitality industry, and it has been amazing. It's an industry, especially here in the United States, that could not live without our immigrant population, as you all know. And that's the same here in Aspen. It's the same for the skiing company. It's the same for so many places here in our country. I made a decision with my wife in July of this year to leave my beloved hospitality industry behind and start another chapter with my wife. So I joined our family business, our real estate business, and we're finding homes for families, selling homes and remodeling homes and so on. The amazing thing for me this summer was that I was working again with a very, very similar population, a similar immigration population. And I was in construction and in landscaping and so on. And I can only say of like, it's amazing to see how dedicated our immigrant population is, and how this can-do attitude, regardless of what the background and the education is like the immigrant population makes it happen, which is unbelievable. Two additional thoughts in closing that I briefly share, and one goes back to my grandparents. It's only 75 years, which seemed like forever when we were young, and now being 48, 50, 70, 75 years is really not that much anymore. But it was only 75 years that my grandparents became refugees, and I was very fortunate to actually come to this country and have had a really, really good run, which I'm grateful for. Above it all, though, in closing, there is so much I learned. We all have in common being here and being out in the audience. So much more we have in common that can possibly set us apart. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.